Blog Talk Radio.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
And it is a Thursday night. You're listening to Eat Me. I have very few rules of thumb. One is to never admit to a homicide during a job interview. I actually had someone admit to a homicide while I was interviewing them. Another is that eating large amounts of broccoli will ultimately send you to hell. And another is that when we leave this life, all we are really measured by is how we treated our friends. This goes out to you, Bill. Everything else is just material. We've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. With that, I welcome my friends here on our podcast. Kudos to our batshit crazy listeners. Welcome to Eat Me, the podcast that claims it's about food, but is really about life. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racel, bitch.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Bill North.
And we have a special guest tonight that, well, we're going to be grilling her. It's Danielle Orsino, and she is an author. And this is right up your alley, Eli. She's into martial arts.
Wow.
Yeah. She's actually good at it, unlike, you know, the average Joe. Danielle actually does competitions and does very well in them. So she's a martial artist and she's an author of, I don't know, stuff, mystical stuff. Well, you know, it's fairies and dragons and, you know, stuff like that, right, Danielle?
You got it. Good enough. I'll take that answer.
Oh, she's a nurse.
Hey, Danielle, that's a bad sport to be. I mean, that's a sport to not be bad at.
You do not want to be bad in martial arts, correct? Fighting. You can't play fighting. You can't play martial arts. You're either in it or you're not.
Wow. So what is your specialization in this, Danielle?
I started out in Taekwondo, ITF style. I did point fighting as well as forms. When I was on the WKA US team and I represented Team USA in the WKA 2008 World Championships, I was the soft style representative, and I did wushu, and that's what I got the silver medal in. You're crouching tiger, hidden dragon kind of stuff. You jump around, you do flips, and you look like an animal as you do it. Yes.
And are you old enough to be doing this?
Yes, I'm definitely old enough to be doing this. Thank you, though. I appreciate that very much. But, yes,
okay,
I'm old enough to be doing it. I started when I was 18.
How
old are you now?
23.
I'm 47 now.
Oh, jeez.
Yes,
you let
but
the
I look
cat
23.
Out of the bag.
That's okay.
47.
I'm not embarrassed of it. Yep, I've been doing it my whole life.
Uh-huh.
That means that you're peaceful around people that want to beat you up.
I'm very peaceful until you push me. You know,
well,
I'm kind of one of
those.
Well,
she's a nurse, too.
Yeah,
that's why I started nursing, in case I could beat you up. Well, I beat you up, and then, but then I can put the bandages on. You see, it's
that's
cool.
Right.
I had to figure that out.
It's the combination of martial arts and nursing. What now?
Yeah.
Have you worked? You've worked in hospitals, right?
I've worked in both. I've worked in private practice and in hospitals. I've done both. Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us about the cafeteria at the hospitals that you've worked in.
Uh-huh.
Were they any good?
They were okay. I didn't make it my thing to eat there, though. Like, that wasn't. I usually ordered out.
Oh, what are some of your favorite foods?
I'm
assuming
plain.
No one has ever asked you this on the air.
I was going to say, this is definitely a new question for me. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
So this is a new question, but because I was an athlete, I'm one of those clean eaters. So I'm definitely kind of, you know, like I have a regimen on things. I'm one of those, you know, grilled chicken and rice kind of people. But I do have, like, my cheat foods. Like, the newest thing I'm into, I hate to say this, is I'm into those lime Tostitos, those lime-flavored Tostitos. Like, those are one of the things that I can't get enough of right now, and I know I shouldn't be eating them, but I love those. Yeah, I love that. Like, I know. Yeah, oh, my gosh. And then you put M&Ms in them. Oh, and the salty sweet thing, yeah, I'm kind of into that.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to try that. You put you take the M&Ms, you put it in the bowl, then you put the lime Tostitos in there, and you get the salty on top of the M&Ms. Oh, my God, they're so good. Yeah, I could sit with a bowl of that, and I'm happy. But I'm still trying to, you see, I still take Muay Thai, still try to maintain the fighting shape. Like, try not to overindulge.
You're not married, are you?
I'm not what?
You're not married, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
well, there
went damn. Oh, man.
Our relationship's going to fall off the cliff now.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to be married. There's another rule of thumb. Don't marry someone who is into martial arts. That's right. They will kick your ass. That's right.
My husband I met at a karate tournament, so it kind of balances out. So we're both in it. So we balance each other out. Yeah, I met
Ralph
at the karate tournament.
So if she's got any recipes for beans and wieners.
Well,
I'll tell you this.
Eli, what bad thing did you eat this past week, Eli?
Well, John, I have... just whining to the lovely Stacy about 5 months before I called Mr. Mancini that I was sick with the flu, didn't get out of bed for 3 days, so I didn't eat anything nasty this week. I have nothing to report.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I'll go up, Danielle, to this point. I'm an athlete, but as far as eating healthy, never.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No. No.
No. I need blood and grease.
You guys keep us in business.
That's impressive. That's impressive. I've been able to stay, I have to stay, you know, maintained. But then again, I have to stay within a certain weight for fighting and things like that. And then even for forms, because I was jumping a lot with Wushu. And I'm not a great jumper. And that's kind of key with Wushu. And I'll be honest with you. This little girl doesn't jump. So that took a lot
Mushu.
Of
work. Mushu.
Is that what
like,
it is?
No,
white
like Mushu pork?
Mushu. W. Not Mushu.
Okay.
Mushu. W.
Ray, are you on now?
Yes, I am.
Ray, it's good to hear that. That wonderful, sultry voice of yours.
How are the buds, Ray?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I said, how are the bodies?
The bodies?
Yep.
Ray's a retired undertaker.
Oh.
And And so he actually did. This is a true story. He did a forensic pathology test on New York City hot dog water.
Wow.
And it came back really disturbing.
Well,
I can imagine. I still eat them.
What were the findings on that?
Ray, what were the findings?
Oh, it had everything in it.
It had maggots.
It had everything in it.
Sounds like my kind of hot dog.
It had maggot larvae in it.
Oh.
And,
no.
You know, yeah. A lot of people I have discovered have a critical shortage of maggot larvae in their diet. And so you need to go to New York City and have a hot dog. And you'll get hooked right away.
They actually drink that hot dog water. I can't believe that.
Oh my gosh!
I use
they do. They drink. Buy it. They buy it from the hot dog wagons, and they actually drink it. It's high in all kinds of nutrients and stuff like that. I can't. But,
and maggots. And maggots.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Well, Ray just got a proposal.
Oh, no.
Jacqueline from Foster, Rhode Island said, it sounds like Ray could use some company. That he just got, always sounds like he just got through burying a body. She said she's divorced and she works for State Farm. You could even call her Jake.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Marriage in my business doesn't go well.
Well, you know, Jacqueline's offering Ray. I mean, everybody needs a hookup.
She already knows what you do. You don't have to lie about it anymore, Ray.
Yeah. Well, I'm retired, so I'm retired now. So it's a moot point. I mean, all I do is hang around.
Speaking of retirement, John, your favorite semi-pro center of all time is retiring effective the end of the month.
At the end of this month, you get to retire?
I've decided I've had enough.
Really? How many years?
32 and a half, John.
Wow, that's great.
That is.
By the way, guys, Eric from Prescott, Arizona says, hi, everyone. This show is like all in the family. And we're up to 256 lists already.
Well,
wow.
That's up there by you, John.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Right
just
up,
north
right
of me.
Up, what's that, 17? Right up 17?
That's correct. Right up to 17, yeah. Good old Prescott. Yeah, they've got a great downtown.
In the world lives there.
What?
Hey, you mind if I ask our guest a question about how much weight training do you do?
I weight train 3 days a week, and then the other 3 days are practicing Muay Thai. When I was competing, I was weight training about the same, 3 days a week, and then the other time was spent completely, art-based, trying to get the skill down when I was doing things.
Yeah, I'm 67. Well, I lift weights 3 to 4 days. I don't get much cardio anymore because I've got artificial knees and hips. But I've been doing a lot of reading about, and not Facebook reading, but legitimate medical sites, John Hopkins, et cetera. Said people my age, in my 60s, that lift weights 3 to 4 times a week usually have increased our lifespans up to 18 to 20% above average.
Wow. weight training is more important as you get older due to bone density and things like that.
And,
it's actually more important.
It's better to be 5 to 10 pounds overweight above 60 that is 5 to 10 pounds underweight.
Yes, there is something to be said for that. It does depend on where you carry that weight. You know,
right.
You don't want it necessarily around the middle, you know, for cardio reasons, cardiac reasons. But yes, they would rather see you over than under.
Yeah, I weigh about 230, 229, and got a 49-inch chest and a 34-inch waist. Not too bad for an old man.
Nope, that's a great ratio. You're right on there. You want the weight, you know, for different reasons, but bone density is a big factor in all that, and also for the glycogen storage levels, glucagon. You know, there's all different factors that write into it, but you do want to lift weights. That's better because you're also going to burn more fat, things like that. So you're getting into a whole sciencey thing.
Protein breakdown. Do you have a set amount of grams of protein you're trying to get to, or percentage of your calories?
I don't do enough protein. That's something that they always yell at me about. But it should be 1 gram of protein per pound. That's always a good measure on what you want to do. And that's what I try to strive for. And that's really what I work toward. I don't sit there and count calories necessarily, but I do try to at least up the protein.
I won't ask what class do you participate in?
I'm sorry, I got two questions in there. I heard hours of weight training do I do? I do about 45 minutes to 50.
Okay.
45 to 50. When I was fighting, I was actually lightweight.
Okay.
But when I was in black belt, there was a weight division. Under rank, there is no weight division. So when you're under black belt and you're point sparring, they literally go, eeny, meeny, miny, you two look about the same. Why don't you go? And that's what you do. And there were many times I was fighting the guys. If there was no women in my division, I fought the men. They would give me a choice. They would say, just take the trophy and go. Or they said, you could fight the guys. And I usually said, don't give me the trophy. Let me go in with the men. And I would go in with the guys. And at that point, I was never given the bye. I had to fight the straight way through. I was never, because I was the woman, they would refuse to give me the bye. At that point, it never went by weight class, and it did not go by height. So I could get a guy who was 6 feet, and I'm 5'1". And it was just like, okay, well, he's 200 pounds. You're 110. Screw it. You're going in. And I was like, okay. And while we're supposed to be semi-contact, what usually would happen is the first point, the guy would kind of just hit me and graze me, and then I'd clock him back, and he'd look at me like, oh, that's the game we're playing. And he would kind of sit back like, yeah, he'd be like, oh, it's on. It's on, it's on, bitch. And I'm like, it's on, let's go. We'd turn into a slugfest. And then it was whatever happened. We'd go to 5 points, and it's a game of tag. You have to get your judges to all agree. It's 2 minutes. And then sometimes they'd look at me and go, you know, we're just going to make it a continuous bout. It's going to be a boxing match. 2 minutes, let's go. And we slug it out, and we see who wins. And, you know, some days I had good days, and I wound up walking out with a trophy. And some days I just walked out with a black eye. But to me, it was still a trophy. I'm like, well, I survived. Good for me. And I rode it out.
My hat is off to any athlete that participate in a sport where they have to make weight. My sons were wrestlers, and you know, it's horrible watching them.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is. I was always happy to get in there. I was always happy to get in there because I was testing myself, and I thought, if I survive it, I'm still, and there was no, at that point, it wasn't really subjective. Like, whether I won or not was irrelevant because that part, did the judge really see me, did it not? But I was taking those hits, and I knew I was surviving it, so I was always happy to do it. And I felt like I'm testing myself, so, yeah, you know, let's go. Let's see what happens, because this is going to help me out in the real world.
That sounds like Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peggy does that all the time there in Sarasota.
She wrestles in gators, John.
She wrestles gators, and then she'll go out and beat up a hobo You know, it's a drop of a dime. You know, that's just the way she is. She's always been that way.
Oh my God. Really?
She's a hobo hater. I'm telling you.
Actually, Big Bert from Danville, California says, "Let's talk Niners. All your teams suck. Packers, Steelers, Jets, Giants, Prescott, etc. We have the best cheerleaders as well. The Gold Rush." So, back to the sports bar, I guess.
Niners.
The 49ers.
The Niners, they don't play anybody. The 49ers.
That's semi-pro, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the Indianapolis Patriots could have beat them.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking semi-pro. Danielle.
The Niners just lost Garoppolo, and let's face it, with Garoppolo, the Niners are 38 and 18 with him under center, and they just lost it, and now their backup's got to come in. So I don't exactly know how this is going to go for the Niners.
Well, the
but
crazy
sure,
thing is
the Niners are the best.
Does is win there.
How is this really going to go for the Niners? Besides Bosa, who else do they have? Okay, Debo Samuels. Who else can you name? Like, what else is going to happen? You got Bosa, you got Samuels, you just lost Garoppolo, and now you expect Brock Purdy to come up and lead them. What's really going to happen out there?
Well, they got the guy from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Without Garoppolo, with once again, they're 38 and 18 with Garoppolo. What are they going to do with Brock Purdy?
That ain't going to win you a Super Bowl.
The 49ers don't play anybody, though. The 49ers never play anybody.
Yeah, they play the Arizona Cardinals like 9 times.
Yeah, and they play the Rams all the time. They beat
up
on the Rams
and the Cardinals. Jesus.
Joe Montana made a living on the Rams.
And the defending Super Bowl champion.
And the Rams can't decide who their quarterback is. They just picked up Baker Mayfield, who they're going to play tonight after they picked him up off waivers on Tuesday.
He's in the game. He's in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. He's playing right now.
It sounds like you know football.
I might know a little. I might, you know, I'm a Giants fan, which means, you know, flashes of greatness followed by stretches of mediocrity. But that's okay. I can say it as a Giants fan.
Football Giants.
Football
Ray,
Giants. Yep, I believe
Ray,
blue.
You need to school her, Ray. There's only one team in New York City.
There's only
one
team.
Ooh. We're green.
They're green.
It's the Jets. It's the Jets,
I hold no ill will toward Dan Green. I'm okay with the Jets. They're like the little brother that you tap on the head and you go, 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 go. We want to see something cool happen because we're just not that concerned. We're just like, yeah, no, that's cool. And this year, look, they're in the power rankings. They're number 10 this week. Yay. That's awesome.
You know,
The
good thing about the Jets is they're always entertaining off the field and in the off season.
They always are. You can always count on the Jets to do something fun.
Huh.
I'm a season ticket holder for the Jets. And I'll tell you, have more fun going. We have more fun in the stadium, not watching the game, and just doing our thing with everybody around us. We have more fun in the stadium than any football palace.
I still want to drive the Jet up to the hot dog stand, though.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned our lesson.
Nobody eats hot dogs at the stadium.
Well, you can still get up. You can get a season ticket for the Jets for what? $59?
No, you can't get a season ticket. They're sold out.
Oh,
this
no.
Year.
Both of them?
They're always sold out. You
both
can't get
tickets.
A season ticket now.
They sold both tickets this year.
They sell out, and then you see, the Jet fan philosophy is, in case the Jets all of a sudden become great, they want to be able to have the ticket, and that's the only reason why. That's the only reason why they there's no openings for season ticket holders.
Well, I've only got to wait 59 more years to get my Packer season tickets. I'll only be 135.
Get grandfathered in, though.
Yeah.
That's like the Giants. The Giants tickets have been grandfathered in.
Yeah, 20 years. I think I moved one or two spots.
Yeah, the Giants tickets have been around for generations.
Yep, never moved.
But now a lot of them are bailing out.
Well, you know what, though? We're coming back around. I have a good feeling about the Giants. This is it. OBJ's coming home soon. It's all going to turn around for us. I got a feeling. I'm going to keep the faith. Once again, flashes of greatness followed by stretches of mediocrity. We're coming back to a flash of greatness. Just got this feeling.
Yeah,
I got to keep the faith.
We'll settle the Giants debate. We're going to have to fight it out.
I'm just listening to you guys. You talked about two of the worst teams in the NFL historically.
Wait a minute. No. We are.
When's the last time they won anything?
Greatness. No.
When was the last time they won anything?
Giants got a couple with Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Shit. Geno Smith's better than him now.
Oh, let's not get on Geno Smith who stopped my Iron Man. Eli Manning. Let's not get on it. Geno Smith, who got his jaw broken in the Jets locker room.
Geno is a West Virginia boy. I'm glad to see him doing well, finally.
I am, too.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, Geno?
He finally got rid of
his dudes.
Yeah.
We have 420 listeners, buddy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets have sucked ever since Al Woodall retired.
Broadway Al Woodall.
Broadway Al.
Broadway.
What was the quarterback they had from USC?
The ones that destroyed the Jets organization was the Hess family. Because the Hesses didn't give a damn about the team. It was an investment for them. They used it as a tax write-off. They didn't care. They didn't care if 12 people showed up. And they didn't care about the team. Until the end of Leon's life, and then they brought Bill Parcells in to try to win him a championship. But other than that, the Hess family didn't care about it. And then when they sold it to the guy that owns it now, Woody, they really don't care about it. All they care about is the bottom line. So, I mean, if you don't have football people in the organization, it's not going nowhere.
Hey, that tuna guy was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, the tuna guy was good, real good.
I like Al Woodall. Bring back Al.
Well, of course. Right. You know, I wonder if Al's even alive.
He is.
Or Joe Namath.
He was drafted twice in 1 year. Yes,
Al,
he was.
Al
was drafted by the Jets and the U.S. Army. All in the same year, he went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, basic training.
Well, at least he was
and
smart.
And that was back when Vietnam was still a hot shot place to visit. Yes.
Well, I didn't realize this. Broadway Al was a second round draft choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got 2 minutes, guys. Before we're all
we what?
Up. 1 more minute, and our time's up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Our eternal gratitude goes out to Daniela Orsino. I don't know. She still never told us about the hospital food. But other than that, she was okay. She was okay, yeah. We'd have her back again.
Right.
Thank
you. I appreciate
new blood in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we're going to see everybody, next Thursday?
You good better Lord
do
will.
This again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
love
good.
You guys.
All right. Take care
of yourself.
We love you too. And I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racevich, and eat something horrible this week.
There you go.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
Ray the Undertaker. I love you, Ray.
I will see everybody next Thursday. Thanks, Danielle.
Bye. Thanks for having me, guys. It was a blast.
Thanks,
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks.
Take care of yourselves.